It is Tuesday. Time for Mobility Makers, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. As we talk about generations getting down the road differently, we talk about conventional mobility, but we know the state of Michigan loves its snowmobiles and its off-road, its four-wheelers, right?
Right. Especially up in the UP.
Especially up in the UP and in the tip of the mitten. So as we go through this transformation, the question becomes, how can we still engage in those pursuits if and when we see the electrification happens there? You want to try to find a charging station in you know, Metro Detroit? Try finding one in Ontonagon County.
Right.
Well, you can now. And we learned about it through our good friend Joanne Muller at Axios. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. How are you both?
I'm great. This was such a compelling story because I, you know, all of us, whether it's our PWCs on the water or our snowmobiles, we don't want to give that up in a fossil fuel free future. So tell me what you discovered's happening in the UP.
Oh, this is such a Michigan story. You know, Michigan wants to be the center of mobility. So they're doing a lot to electrify and do a lot of advanced, you know, research and stuff. We talk about the train station, et cetera. Well, up in the UP, they gave a grant to a company called Polaris, which makes off-roaders and snowmobiles, and even they're behind Indian Motorcycle. But anyways, Polaris built a charging station, four of them, in fact, in the middle of the woods, that it's, as you mentioned, Ontonagon County. It's basically a bunch of solar panels and a giant battery. But what's great is, you know, you don't have to be connected to the grid up there. You can create, it's a little microgrid. It creates energy and stores it, and then you can drive your four-wheeler up if it's electric. And, you know, we're just beginning to see those. But you can plug in, and then you don't have to worry about where the heck am I going to charge this thing when I'm driving through the woods.
That's pretty cool, especially since the solar panels can keep the energy there, but if it has to connect somewhere to get more energy, it can.
Yes, absolutely. And what's cool, actually, is I'm beginning to see these microgrids being formed all over the country. I just wrote the other day about a giant transit station in Maryland that is basically using solar and hydrogen production. And they're going to fund, you know, fuel all their buses without being connected to the grid. So this is all new. It's kind of cutting edge, but it's how we can sort of speed and smooth this transition to electric mobility.
Well, it certainly seems like they're at the head of the curve here. And I don't know that this particular population is going to be a lot of early adopters. So do we know how close are we to having these snowmobiles, electric EV snowmobiles that are commercially available and that make market sense?
Well, so far, Polaris only has one. It's called the XP Kinetic, Ranger XP Kinetic. And this is more used for like work applications. It's a side-by-side, I think they call them, and you would use it on a farm or a ranch or whatever. You've seen these things, you know, in rural property. They are testing them for more of the recreation uses, like, you know, an ATV that you would ride around on trails up there. Also, even snowmobiles, they've been looking into that. I think Polaris recognizes that this customer would not be necessarily the first adopters, but I think they also sense where things are going. And so they're doing the research now. This is a great way for them to test it out. And in fact, Polaris, for the first time, is actually offering rentals. So you could go up there to Ontonagon and rent one and give it a try and see what you think about it. And I think that's a smart way to kind of put your toe in the water and see what the customer thinks.
Yeah. As a former cross-country skier, the only reason I don't now is because I can't get enough snow down
here.
Yeah,
why aren't you a current cross-country
yeah,
skier?
Yeah, Mother Nature hasn't been cooperating much with that. But, you know, what I've loved is the silence of it all and the ability to hear nature while you're skiing and just hear the shush of my skis. I would probably be a lot more inclined to enjoy the outdoors on an EV snowmobile.
Right, that's quiet.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, you know, I've never understood this, how you can go out into the woods and then just churn up all this noise and scare away the animals and spew lots of carbon into the air at the same time. So I'm with you on that, both.
Can you, this upcoming winter, rent these electric vehicles? What's the timeline?
You know, right, you should be renting it in the summer, I think, now, because okay. They don't have a snowmobile yet. Now, we'll wait. Some fall, they may announce they have an electric snowmobile you can rent up there. But right now, they're just renting these side-by-sides, and you can, you know, go, I think they have like 100 miles of trails up there that are state-maintained. Yeah, and that's where you would ride these things. They're in four. The place is called Hamilton's North Coast Adventures. That's the sort of retailer where you can rent this thing. And you can drive all over the place.
Before we let you go, I know, I mean, a lot of this could be regulatory driven down the road. We've already seen higher emission standards driving people to EVs. Are we going to see the same thing in the recreational sector with the ATVs, PWCs, snowmobiles?
Well, so far I have not seen any move toward regulating these things, but it makes sense, right? I mean, they've gone after cars, they've gone after heavy trucks and buses. The percent of carbon emissions that come from these recreational vehicles is probably pretty small. So they're going to go after the big polluters first. But you know, if you've driven an electric car, you know how much better the ride is. It's very hard to go back to a gasoline car after you've driven an electric car. And I think the same could very well be true about snowmobiles and ATVs. They're just going to perform better because they have sort of instant power and you get a thrill. So it's a better ride. What we have to solve is, okay, how do we charge them? And this is the very beginning of what that is.
And an interesting proof of concept right up there in Ontonagon County. Joanne, thanks so much.
Great to talk with you. Thanks.
And you can read about all of these things in Axios What's Next, which Joanne contributes to.